On this week's State of the Union segment, we're taking a look at New Mexico, state number 45 in our series. And joining me now to discuss what matters to voters in the land of enchantment is Dan Boyd, a reporter for the Albuquerque Journal. I'm pleased to welcome him to our show today. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. New Mexico has voted for the winner of all but two presidential elections since it became a state. Why has the state been so consistent with the national political mood?
Well, I think that's, it's a swing state. I mean, it's not going to go just Republican or Democrat every election. And I think people here are in tune to a lot of the economic factors. And so I don't know. I guess in that way it's become a bellwether. Of course, it's, in 2000, New Mexico did go for Al Gore over George Bush. So there's been a few exceptions, but
although some people would say Al Gore won that election, and New Mexico only gave him a 365 vote margin.
Yeah, that's right. And even in 2004, Bush carried the state that year, but it was a bit more, but still only, I think, a 6,000 vote margin. So so we've seen a history of close elections here in New Mexico.
And I'm assuming you expect it to be one of the swing states this year as well.
I do. That's how it's been talked about. Both candidates, Senator Obama and Senator McCain, have given it a lot of attention, have visited New Mexico several times. And, for a state with only five electoral votes, it seems to have a high importance level attached to it.
The latest public policy polling poll has Barack Obama leading John McCain by 11 points. Is that why a lot of people are thinking that New Mexico will go for the Democrats?
I think so. I mean, and that's been a little bit of a surprise because up until then it had been a little more neck and neck, and now Obama seems to be pulling away a little bit. I wouldn't certainly call the state for him, but I think, he's put in a lot of effort. His campaign has opened 35 campaign offices across New Mexico, and maybe a bit of a surprise considering Senator McCain is from, next door Arizona.
And usually that helps a candidate being from a neighboring state.
Usually it does. In this case, it might not be helping him as much as some people thought.
Well, McCain won the state with 86% of the vote in the primary, but the primary was on June 3rd after it had pretty much been decided that McCain was going to be the candidate.
Yeah, that's correct. And here they had, the Democratic primaries were earlier in the year, but by the time the Republican primary rolled around, it was pretty much decided.
And the Democratic caucus in February was pretty close, but Hillary Clinton won by 1,100 votes over 140,000 votes cast. Have those Clinton supporters rallied behind Barack Obama?
I think they have. I mean, I imagine there's still some that are, disappointed. But I think he's done a good job, especially in some of the Hispanic areas of the state that were very pro-Clinton. That he's actually made an effort. Last week he was in a small town called Española, trying to, kind of cater specifically to Hispanic voters. And I think he's done a good job of maybe mobilizing some more of those. And I think a lot of the leaders here have, even the ones who were supporting Hillary Clinton, have kind of switched over to Obama and kind of sounded the call for others to do the same.
Are there regional voting differences within the state? Would the East vote, which is called Little Texas, vote differently than the West? Or is this a North-South divide? Because the North tends to be more liberal, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, there's a few different. I mean, there are some real differences geographically throughout the state. As you mentioned, the eastern part is a big oil and natural gas country, very conservative out there, pretty staunchly Republican. The northern part is with Santa Fe, and some of these traditionally Hispanic areas is very liberal. And then you have Albuquerque, which is, the largest metro area in the state, which can kind of go either way. And that's, I think, a lot of people are looking at that as maybe being a key factor in this election, which way Albuquerque and Bernalillo County ends up going.
Well, it's also a big university town. Would that be a factor?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, it's and then also you have Las Cruces in the south, which is also a university town. So both of those, I think they've leaned a little bit Democrat in the past, but certainly Albuquerque also having a national laboratory, so it certainly has some different constituencies, and I don't think you wouldn't consider it as liberal as some other university towns.
The national laboratories, you're talking about the Sandia National Laboratories?
Correct.
And New Mexico is home to a number of high-tech military sites, Los Alamos as well. So does New Mexico benefit economically from having those military installations and government sites? And would that affect attitudes toward the war in Iraq?
You know, it definitely affects, you know, it's a big factor here. Certainly all the congressional members are, you know, it's important for them to realize the importance of the labs and also the bases. You know, and beyond that, on the war in Iraq, I think, you know, I think still the state here is proud, certainly, of its military tradition, but I also think, you know, that it's in step with a lot of the rest of the country, that especially here in Santa Fe and Albuquerque, that there is also kind of, you know, people growing tired of the war, and certainly with the economic conditions, so they're certainly going kind of, you know, ready for some change, I think, in a lot of ways, and that might be, you know, one explanation for why Obama's got this this lead that he recently opened up.
Bill Richardson, the governor, also supported him at a time when everyone expected him to come out for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and at the time he caught a lot of flack for that, and people were questioning, you know, his decision. But to this point, it looks like maybe it was a wise one. And Governor Richardson has been active for Obama. He's campaigned for him in Colorado and Nevada, which are also states with significant Hispanic populations, and states that are also, you know, considered swing states that could go either way. So he's been a very active voice for Obama, and has been mentioned as a potential member of Obama's cabinet if indeed he is elected.
23% of the jobs in New Mexico are government jobs. That's one of the highest percentages in the country, and I wonder if it affects how New Mexicans view spending and taxes.
I think it might. I mean, certainly it's, you know, as you mentioned, it's a high percent. It's also one of the poorer states in the country. So I think, you know, you can look at some of these different race breakdowns, geography, things like that. But I think the, you know, economy is probably the number one issue in New Mexico. And, you know, a lot of people would, I think, not really happy with the status quo and worried about, you know, gas prices and things like that. And I think that could really factor into this election.
As you said, New Mexico ranks at the bottom. In fact, it's 48th in the country in per capita income. Has the economic downturn had a really bad effect on the state?
You know, it's had some. I don't think that it's had the, as far as some of, you know, the housing issue hasn't hit New Mexico quite as hard as some other areas, you know, the Phoenix area, California, some other nearby places. But certainly it's started to trickle down, you know, and when you're talking about a state that's already, you know, has this low per capita income, you know, that certainly doesn't help. The state government here has tried to have some tax rebates, things like that, to boost it, but I think people are certainly concerned and looking at that, you know, as I'd say, among the top two or three issues in this election, if not the top issue.
My guest is Dan Boyd, a reporter for the Albuquerque Journal. What about immigration? New Mexico is a border state.
Yeah, it is, and it's certainly an issue here. I don't know if it's been quite the kind of hot-button topic as maybe in Arizona or California. You know, the government here kind of setting the tone is Governor Richardson, and, you know, there obviously is some disagreement, but it's been pretty, you know, they've been pretty pro-immigrant, and, you know, obviously talking about a border fence, things like that are going to draw some interest, but there doesn't seem to be the real warring constituencies that you might see in other border states. There seems to be a little bit more of a consensus in New Mexico of trying to...
And why do you think that is? Is it because New Mexico has the highest percentage of Hispanics in the country, 43%?
That might have something to do with it. Obviously, it's a complicated issue because some of the Hispanics here have been here for hundreds of years, you know, and trace their ancestry back to, you know, the Spanish. And so certainly a lot of layers to that. But I think, you know, that it's, you know, having a Democrat governor, having a Democrat legislature here, you know, that there's been some consistency in, you know, in how they're approaching that issue and wanting to give rights to immigrants to kind of benefit. And maybe also, you know, the fact that it's not a wealthy state to begin with might also play a role there.
What about your Republican Senator Pete Domenici and Congresswoman Heather Wilson? Have they talked about immigration?
You know, they've talked about some. Obviously, as you're probably aware, Senator Domenici is stepping down this year after a long and distinguished career, 35 years, 36 years, I believe. And so that's kind of touched off musical chairs a little bit as far as the congressional delegation. And it looks like all three the representative seats here will be filled by new representatives this year. So certainly, you know, it remains to be seen. There might be some shakeup in some of the issues come January.
Well, Pete Domenici and Heather Wilson are both stepping down, and they both were involved in the U.S. Attorney's firing scandal. Do you think that that is a reason that they are retiring? Pete Domenici says it's health reasons.
Yeah, I think with Senator Domenici, I believe him on that. He's been diagnosed with a cognitive disorder that's affected him, and I think he's wanting to step down while he still does have his good health, and certainly most people have applauded him for that. And with Heather Wilson, that has been kind of her name's been attached to that scandal, but she had run for Senator Domenici's seat in the primary and lost to another Republican. So I think that kind of, that might have had a role, but neither of them, I don't think, were ousted by any means because of that scandal.
Senator Domenici has been a member of the Budget Committee since he went to the Senate and helped pass the Bush tax cut in 2001. What has he had to say about what's happened on Wall Street over the last 2 weeks?
I haven't talked directly with Senator Domenici or his staff in the last several weeks. I know he's been involved, and certainly with that kind of seniority and some of his experience, I think he's he's an important voice on this. Our other senator is Jeff Bingaman, who's also been, they've been New Mexico senators for over 20 years together. So I think they have a history of working together, kind of in a bipartisan approach, but I couldn't give you too many specifics on exactly what they're working on the Wall Street issue.
Governor Richardson has also taken a position that is not mainstream in the Democratic Party as far as guns are concerned, gun ownership. Would it be possible for a Democrat to win in New Mexico if he was for gun control?
I think any time you're in the West, that can be tricky. I mean,
he favored a concealed weapons law, didn't he?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's impossible. It certainly depends where you're at in the state. Obviously, we have a lot of sportsmen in the state, and some people who might bristle at that. But I think there's different, different levels of gun control. I know Senator Obama here has been working to. He's launched a Sportsman for Obama group and tried to say that he is in support of the Second Amendment and backing off a little bit some of his previous stances on gun control. So I don't know if you could come out totally pro-gun control and do well in New Mexico, but I don't think that, it's an automatic disqualifier either.
Pete Domenici has been a major advocate of nuclear power. Is that popular with New Mexico's voters?
I think, there's some wariness, but I think also looking at the energy situation, I think people are maybe... as far as, the national labs and what role they could have in nuclear energy, I wouldn't say people have embraced it, but I think maybe they're, giving it another shot or opening up a little bit to it. I think certainly nuclear weapons is a little bit of a different story than talking about just energy labs. But I think people here, might be willing to consider that given all the controversy over gas prices and where we go from here on the energy issue.
Are there nuclear facilities in New Mexico?
I know we have there's a waste facility down in southern New Mexico where a lot of even waste from Idaho from other national laboratories is brought there and stored, and I believe there is some nuclear contaminants that are included there, and that's down in Carlsbad. And certainly, with the history here of the missile range, White Sands, where the first some first atomic weapons and bombs were tested down there. So certainly the state is no stranger to nuclear testing and that kind of research.
Thank you so much for talking with us. Dan Boyd is a reporter for the Albuquerque Journal. We've been talking about New Mexico as part of our State of the Union series.
Thanks so much for having me.